Lieberman.
So this week's Sedra, Parshas Chukas, starts with the Parsha of Porah Dumo, and Parshas Porah Dumo, the Tumah and Tara Porah Dumo, we know it's not the only time we line it. We've got our Kriya Parshas Porah as well as one of the Dalit Parshas. The Beis Yosef, the Shulchan Aruch, brings then Hilchos Dalit Parshas, the Yesh Oimrim, the Parshas Zochai and Parshas Porah are both Deraisa. Chimin HaTorah. Parshas Zochai we know is a Chimin HaTorah, Zechias Mechias HaMolik. And Yesh Oimrim, the Parshas Porah is also Deraisa. And the Mekoyer, that it should be Deraisa. They base themselves on the Toises and Brochus, Yud Gimel Omad Aleph. Tosfos discusses whether Kriyas HaTorah is Deraisa. Says Tosfos, general Kriyas HaTorah we know is Derabbanan, but sometimes there's a Chiyuv Deraisa. So our Giras and Tosfos is K'moy Parsha Zochai. We only bring down Parsha Zochai. But there are other Giras and Tosfos, there were early Giras and Tosfos, and Tosfos HaRosh, Tosfos Yudah Chosid, the Ritva, many Rishonim and Brochas add Parshas Porah as well. Not only Parshas Zochai is Deraisa, Parshas Porah is also Deraisa. So the Mechaber is choishish for this shita, that Yesh Oimin that Kriyas Parshas Porah is Deraisa. The Mogad Avraham and others are very concerned. Meheicha Teisa, why should the line of Parshas Chukas, why should Parshas Porah Adumo be Deraisa? Parshas Zochai stays Zochai and Lois Ishkach. So we know, we can learn that, we can drosh that that can be a Chiv Kriya Deraisa. But where should the Mekoy, where should it come from? Where does it come from, this Chiv of a Parshas Porah being Deraisa? Where does it come from, Bichlal? So therefore, many Achronim are Chulik, and say we don't have to worry too much about the Shitta. Parshas Zochai we have to treat as a Chiv Deraisa, but Parshas Porah we don't. The Mishnah Berurah in a few places constantly mentions that no, Yesh Oyim Parshas Zochai, Parshas Porah is Deraisa, he mentions in Reish Pei Beis. He's Chosh of the Shitta, Beis Yosef remains a Beis Yosef, and therefore he is Chosh for the Shitta that Kriyas Parshas Porah Dumo is a Kriya Deraisa. But the question still remains, where does it come? It's true we got Makoy, the Rishonim mention it, but where did they get it from? The Malbim, in his Sefer Arzus HaChaim, on Erechaim, suggests the following suggestion, why it should be a Chiv Deraisa. He says, the Mogad Rom Sim Samach brings from Sefer Kavonis that there are many Zechiris which one should, if one can, say every day. Sidurim I've got it printed and after davening next to the Yud Gimel Ikrim, it's normally Sheish Zechirois. There are six Zechirois which many Svarim hold, it's an Inyan one should say every day. And the Mogad Avraham goes through them, that are they Deraisa? Is it a Chiv Deraisa? So why were Chachomim only Kaveya a special Shabbos Parsha Zochai for Zechiras Amolik? What about the rest? If all these chiras are l'chayra, the Torah says zochay, so we should be treating it with the same chashivas. So the Mogad Avraham goes through them and says, why is it that we've only got one parsha zochay from Mechias HaMolek? What about the rest of the chiras? Says the Mogad Avraham. Right, says go through. So chiras is his Mitzrayim. He says, we've got a special arrangement that every day. We'll talk about that soon. When we say taka with parsha vayoyim, and that's chiras Mitzrayim, that's sorted out. Parshas Amolek, fine, that's a Parshas Zochai, because that's sorted out. Sechiras Matan Torah, the Shavuos of Atzeres. So the Yom Tov of Atzeres reminds us of Matan Torah, so we've got a Zechira of Matan Torah per year. Shabbos, the Mitzvah Zochai Yom Shabbos, well, we've got Shabbos every week. So that's also taken care of. What remains is Zechiras Maisa Miriam, which is the end of Baal Oizcho, and Zechiras Maisa Egel, Asher Tzavta Shem Negerim Amidbob, Zechiras Maisa Egel. Those are the two which we're not sure where is the mitzvah Zechira. the Chumash Vikaveya, a parasha zochay for Schiras Maisa Miriam and Schiras Maisa Egel. Says the Gemara of Rome, Loitik, the Chum didn't want to miss second that. Mipnei Genuson Shal Yisrael. To be Kaveya, a parasha zochay for something which is a hate. Maisa Egel, Maisa Miriam. However, we understand it, but it was a hate that the Chachamim weren't kaveh a parash zoch, a special Shabbos for it. Now, the Mogrom said, the Sefer Kavanah says, privately one should say it, but to be kaveh a Shabbos for it, that they didn't want to do. That's what the Mogad of Rome says. Says the Malbim, I feel the Mahalach is differently. Says the Malbim, not every time one says zochoy, you have to mention bepeh. He says, Mavu from Chazal, Mavu from the Sifri a couple of times, Zakhir is belief. So when it says Zokha, it doesn't necessarily mean you have to do Zakhir prepare. Zakhir belief is fine. Says the Malbim, most of these Zakhirois, which are mentioned as the Sheish Zakhirs, most of them, it just says Zokha, therefore it's enough belief. Says the Malbim, two of them, it says Zokha and Loisishkoch, and that loshen you shouldn't forget. When you got a double loshen, that's when it's a mitzvah prepare. When it's just a single loshen zochoy, it's just believe. A double loshen makes a chiv prepare. So therefore, says the Malbim, most of them don't say double loshen. The only two which it says a double loshen is by Amalek and by the eagle. Those are the two, when it says the Loshen Zochoy and Al Tishkoch or Lo Yisishkoch, those are the only two where you've got the double Loshen, says the Malbim. Say, those are the only two which you need to prepare, says the Malbim. Well, Amalek, as we say, we've sorted out. We've got Pasha Zochoy. So we're left with just one which we need to explain. We're just left with Schiras, Pashas, Egel. Why is it that we're not Kaveah a Zechir for it? A Chir, Zochay al Tishkach. So therefore this should be Kaveah. Says the Malbim. The Mogan of Rome says they didn't want to. But we've got a Chir. It's very nice. We need to protect. It's an embarrassing situation. But the mitzvah remains. Says the Malbim. Chazal with their goinus were Kaveah Pashas Poro. Parashat Poro is a choyk taka. Avad, we don't understand the full depth of Parashat Poro. But Rashi does bring from Ramosha Darshan that Poro is mechap on the Maisa Egel. And if you go through the Parashat Poro properly, you got a lot of protim of Parashat Egel. It reminds us of Parashat Egel quite clearly in quite a few details. Says the Malbim, that is the goinus of Chazal, that there were Kaveya, Parashat Poro deraisa, and it's taka deraisa, not because Stam als Parshas Poro als Mitzvah Taras Poro Dumo. The deraisa aspect of Parshas Poro is Zechiras Maisa Egel. That's the deraisa part of it. Remembering the Cheta Egel, the Zechoy al Tishka, that the Chachom making a special clear Parshas Zochay Masik, they didn't want to. Mimnei Gnusha Seliso. But there were Kaveya, a Kriyas Parshas Poro, which has got in it an Indian of reminding Klal Yisrael to be Matayan themselves before Pesach, which is correct as the position before Pesach. But in the same time, you've got the Kiyum Zechiras Maisa Egel, because the Poro is Tach Mechabel Chet Egel. That's how we are Mekayim, the Mitzvah Deraisa of Zechiras Maisa Egel. She said, that's the Deraisa of the Kriyas Parshas Poro. So says the Malbim, she said, so sum up, he says, these three levels of Zechir. That there are many of them, which is enough Zechir believe, which is most of the list. The ones which have got a chiv bepeh, she says there's three altogether. There is the Parshas Amalek, Parshas Egel, plus Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is also, there's also double psuk in the Torah, we'll talk about that soon, is also chiv bepeh. Those three, so Parshas Amalek, we've got the clear Parshas Zochay, Parshas Egel, we've got the Remes Parshas Zochay, which is Parshas Poro. He says those two are a chiv just once a year. And that's level number two, a chiv bepeh, but once a year. That's with Mekai, with our Parshas Zochay and Parshas Poro. And then we've got Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is a chiv prepared daily, and that's our Parshas Vayomer, which is a daily Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's the gewaltige pshat of the Malbim to explain this Parshas Poro Deraisa, which it gives us, if we didn't know this Malbim till now, so we may not have had Kavon and Parshas Poro to be Yotze, the mitzvah of Skiris Maaseh Egel, with Kriyas Parshas Poro. We may have only thought that it was an inyan of preparation towards Pesach, which is correct, but Simumnet, according to the Malbim, one's meant to think during Kriyas Parshas Poro that I want to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Skiris Maaseh Egel. So we've got a second opportunity this week. So when we do line again the Parshas Chukas, which is Parshas Poro, to be Mechavan, to be Mekayim this mitzvah deraisa, which the Malbim calls the of Schiras Maisa Egel, and therefore when Mekayim the Schiras properly, he does come out that it's still not posher that everybody agrees it's a mitzvah deraisa, because he brings a Ramban, it was only a Chiyav for the Doya Midbar, so therefore he's not really masik that it's a positive, a clear chiv deraisa, but definitely could be. That's why he said that could be shittas toises are called upon him. Toises hold give and the mechabes choishes for it. So that is the kriyas parshas pora for schiras maise hoigam. You could do. They wanted it to cover. They didn't want to be kavei. I mean, it could be mechaber then as well. Yeah, they wanted to make a separate schira. To remind us, that the Malbim says, the separate Schiras passport is to remind you this is special mitzvah Schira. That's how they did it. In the general Kriyas HaTorah, you become for a different mitzvah. So therefore, then you won't have the Kavanah for this Ma'aseh Egel, and thinking for Mitzvah Kriyas HaTorah will interfere with Mitzvah Schiras Kavanah. They wanted something separate. They did it separate and cover up in Kriyas Parshas Poro. Does not the Malbim. Moving on to Zechiyus Yitzis Mitzrayim, which is the Chiyuv Peper, a daily Chiyuv Peper, as we mentioned, that we've got the Parshas Vayoyimah every day with our Krishma. That's why we say Parshas Vayoyimah, which it's, as far as Krishma, you've got the first two Parshas. Why do we say Parshas Vayoyimah? To be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Zechiyus Yitzis Mitzrayim. The Gemara says, if Broch is your base and a base, why did they choose Parshas Tzitzis to be Mekayim Zechiyus Yitzis Mitzrayim? We've got plenty of many Parshas in the Torah which mention Zechiyus Mitzrayim in it. So the Gemara says, because it happens to be the Parshas Tzitzis got a lot of other choshev psukim inside it, besides Yitzis Mitzrayim, it's got oil mitzvahs, and it's got Eloshes Turach of Avachranechem, so it's got a lot of other very important reminders in it. That's why they chose Parshas Vayoyimah, with that which be Mekayim our Zechiras, Yitzis Mitzrayim, Chol Yoyim, which is a mitzvah deraisa. The Gemara says, sorry, the Mishnah says, the well-known Mishnah, which we know from Magodosh HaPesach, is Yitzis Mitzrayim a daily mitzvah, or is it a nightly mitzvah as well? So the Mechachomim hold, and sorry, the Rav Lozman Zaran Bezoyma hold, Maskir in Yitzis Mitzrayim Balelois, it's the Zechir not only a daily mitzvah, it's a nightly mitzvah as well. The Zechir every night. And Rav Lozman Zaran couldn't prove it for many years till Ben Zoyma came along with a drosha. Leman Tizcha Yem Tzeizch Me'etzayim Kol Yem Echayecho. The call is Marbet Leilos. The Chachomim disagree, and the Chachomim all know it's a daily mitzvah, not a nightly mitzvah. Either call Lohovi Limois Mashiach, so it comes to tell me that even Mashiach comes, there'll be other miracles. There's still a mitzvah of Zechiyus Yitzis Mitzrayim. The Rambam in Perek Aleph Mehilchos Krishma paskins that Ava Pisha in Mitzvah Tzitzis Belailo. It says, why are we lining Parshas Vayoyim Banight? There's no Mitzvah Tzitzis Banight. Of a Koyanois Belailo, we line Parshas Vayoyim Banight. Meneishi Yeshbo Zichun Yitzis Mitzrayim. U Mitzvah Lahazki Yitzis Mitzrayim Beyoyim. So therefore the Rambam paskins, like Rav Lozman Azariah and like Ben Zoyma, the mitzvah Zechira Yitzis Mitzrayim is the one mitzvah Zechira which is a daily and a nightly mitzvah. That's why we say Vayoyme in our day Krishma and our night Krishma every day. So the kasha which the Achronim asked, and that's what I want to discuss a little bit today, is it's a clear mitzvah deraisa. The Rambam says quite clearly that's a mitzvah shenem aleman tizkoi. In the minyan mitzvahs, in our Torah mitzvahs, when the Rambam lists out the minyan mitzvahs, he doesn't mention this mitzvah deraisa of zechiras yitzias mitzrayim bechol yoyim. Should mention it. Why don't the Rambam mention the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, the daily mitzvah, a clear mitzvah deraisa? The Rambam paskin the Hilchos Krishma. Why doesn't he mention this mitzvah Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, this daily chiyuv, as one of the minyan mitzvahs, one of the Torah mitzvahs? So these four mahalakim on it, and we'll see how many we manage to get through. Mahalak number one, the Tzlach, the Noid Vihuda, he says, the reason why the Rambam doesn't mention Min and Mitzvahs is, what's the Loshon HaPosuk? Leman Tizkos Yom Tzeichem Etzayim Konim Echayachem. That's the Loshon HaPosuk in Parshas Rei. The beginning of that Posuk in Parshas Rei talks about the Mitzvah of Achidas Matzah and the Issa Chometz. And the end of the Posuk is, Leman Tizkos Yom Tzeichem Etzayim Konim Echayachem. Says the Noid Vihuda, the Pshutish Mikra of the Posuk is an explanation of Mitzvah Achidas Matzah and Achil and Issa Chometz. Leman, in order that you should remember, says the Tzlach, we learn out from the Posuk that there is a Mitzvah Achidas Matzah. Oh, but the word, there is no clear Sivui in the Torah. Leman Tizkoi is a term of the Mitzvahs. And Rashi says that quite clearly, Parshas Rei. Rashi says quite clearly, it's a term of the previous Mitzvahs mentioned in the Posuk. So therefore, said the Tzlach, teaching the Posuk doesn't mean a tzivui mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim Chol Yoyim. That's not the ikam pshat of the Posuk. The ikam pshat of the Posuk, says the Tzlach, is it's a term of Mitzvah Zachilas Matzah and it's Achilas Chometz. Lamantis, in all you should remember, says the Tzlach, we can learn from the Posuk that there is a mitzvah, but it's a mitzvah without a clear tzivui. Since it's a mitzvah without a clear tzivui, those type of mitzvahs, they may be derisive, says the Tzlach, but not mentioned in Binyan HaMitzvahs. Tarek mitzvahs are the ones with clear tzivuyim. Clear tzivuyim, those are listed in the Tarek mitzvahs. Of the mitzvahs which are derisive, but are not clearly a tzivui, those are not listed in the Minyan HaMitzvahs of Tarek mitzvahs. The Kasha, which the Tzlach carries on asking on himself, is, it may be true, Leman Tizkoi is only a Tama mitzvah, it's not clear tzivui. But there's another posing in Parshas Boy. We got clear post by Zechoyah Sayyoyim Azeshisos Mitzrayim. It's not the only thing, we got this posing as well. That's a Loshon, a clear Loshon Tzivui. Leman Tizkoi is a term of the previous mitzvah. But Zechoyah Sayyoyim there, that's a clear Tzivui. And Rashi Taker says a Parshas Poi on this one, Lomeid Shemaskiyun in Tzis Mitzrayim Bechol Yoyim. So Rashi Taker brings, this is a Mekoi that you, the mitzvah Zechiyus in Tzis Mitzrayim Bechol Yoyim. So there is a clear Tzivui in the Torah. Leman Tizkoi may be not a clear tzivui, but Zochos Yom Hazeh is a clear tzivui. So therefore, why does the Rambam not mention mitzvah Zechiyas Yetzias Mitzrayim and Minyan HaMitzvahs? It's a clear tzivui in the Torah. Very good. Says the Tzlach weiter, if you look carefully at the Rambam in Hilchos Chometz Matzah, the Rambam says that Posuk is referring to Leil Pesach. The Zochos Yom Hazeh of this mitzvah of this Posuk in Parshas Boy, the Rambam in Hilchos Chometz Matzah says quite clearly in Perek Zayin, Halacha Aleph, Mitzvah Lesaper Benisiv Loshanat Mitzayim, Shenema Zochos Yom Hazeh Shitzos Mitzayim. So the Rambam says, it's a mitzvah to remember. But when we're referring to mitzvah Sipuitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzit which is the clear tzivui, the Rambam teaches that refers to mitzvah sipui tzis mitzayim. So that's sipui tzis mitzayim. It's not one of the meaning of the mitzvahs. So the Rambam holds sipui tzis mitzayim is a clear tzivui in the Torah. So that's why it's mentioned the million of mitzvahs, but mitzvahs of chiras yitzis mitzayim is not clear tzivui. It's based on the pasuk leman tizkoi, which is only pshuta shem mikritz hatam of the previous part of the pasuk. That's why it's not listed in the million of mitzvahs, as I state in the tzach on to explain shitzis harabim. The emissary is Rashi Shtei Nishtazai. I mean, Rashi clearly says Zochoi, and Rashi brings it from the Mechilta, that from the Zochoi is Lomeid Shemaskiyin Yitzisam Cholyoim. Rashi Pashboi teaches that Zochoi, a daily mitzvah, and he brings from the Mechilta that that's Mekoi Maskiyin Yitzisam Cholyoim. The Rambam to argue with the Mechilta is not so straightforward. So the Rambam to say Zochoi Yemza is only referred to mitzvah Sipit Yitzisraim, which is one letter. Says Vov to I Mechilta is not so simple, but looking around and realize, I mean, it's brought down, these actually machlokes prices. It's machlokes prices. There's actually two mechiltas. There's a mechilta called Mechilta de Rabbi Shmuel, and there's another mechilta called Mechilta de Rabbi Shem Ben Yehoi, which is both mechiltas on Parsha Shmois, and both are prices of Parsha Shmois, and they both say these two shittas. I'm not posing. Each one says one of the shittas. In the Mechilta de Rabbi Shmuel, it is the Rashi's Makoi, clearly says, Lomeid Shemaskir in Yitzis Shayim Bechol Yoim. That's Makoi of Rashi. So Rashi follows the shittah Mechilta de Rabbi Shmuel, that it's a clear mitzvah deraisa. The Mechilta de Rabbi Shimon Nechoi says clearly, no, that the Zoch Yamze is a Hoysof on Vigata Levincha. That Vigata Levincha tells me, Sibet Isayim to your children, says the Mechilta de Shimon Nechoi. I would only know there's a mitzvah if he's got a son. If he hasn't got a son, who said it's a mitzvah? So he said, no, Zocha is Yom HaZesh from time. A mitzvah that even if you haven't got a son, say to anybody else, or fill a la'atzmai. So is it clearly a machlokes prices? Machlokes tanoim. So therefore, that is the machlokes Rashi and the Rambam. Is mitzvah zechiyas yitzis I'm learnt from Zocha Yom HaZeh? Rashi said it's learned from there, so according to Rashi it's a clear mitzvah deraisa, and according to Rashi it's obviously should be mentioned in Minyan HaMitzvahs. The Rambam holds no, the Rambam holds the Ikar mitzvah Zechiyas Yitzis Tzayim is learned from Leman Tizkoi, not from Zochoi, so it's not a clear mitzvah in the Torah, therefore it's not listed in Minyan HaMitzvahs. We must add, though, that even though Rashi learns from Zochoi the mitzvah, Rashi in Brochus Kof Aleph, when he talks about Emes Yatziv Birchus, Emes Yatziv Deraisa, Rashi says, why is Birchus Krishma called Deraisa? Says Rashi, Shemazki boy tis Mitzrayim, Dechiv Deraisa hi, Dechiv Leman Tizkoi Siyom Tzeitz Kamehets Mitzrayim. So Rashi brings the Rambam's posik. So Rashi brings in Brochus Kof Aleph, the posik Leman Tizkoi. Ala Torah, he brings the Mechilta de Rav Shmuel, the Zoche Ziyem Azeh, and in Brochus Chof Aleph, he brings the Apostle Leman Tizkoi. But Pshat is, like the Charedim, if you look carefully, the Charedim, he says that we need both Psukim. So we need both Psukim. The main mitzvah according to Rashi is for Zoche Ziyem Azeh. But as you remember, we mentioned Zoche doesn't necessarily mean prepare. Zoche could mean believe. The Leman Tizkoi, the extra posig, Rashi says, the Torah is telling me twice. Either the main mashmor is the Leman Tizkoi, Tama Mitzvah, but the Torah is mentioning again the importance of remembering Yitzis Mitzrayim. The second time, that teaches me that's a chiv prepare as well. You always need a double zim to make prepare, like we said before for the Malbim. Most of Chirois is only chiv aleim, because it only says one Zochai. And Parsha's Egel and Parsha Molik, it says Zochai al Tishkach, it's a chiv prepare. Yitzis Mitzrayim without the word al Tishkach, it's mentioned twice in the Torah, that makes it a chiv prepare, and that's what Rashi means, a brochus chof aleph. When we want to know what Birchus Emes V'yatziv is deraisa, meaning that saying it, because there is a second part of Leman Tizkoi, which tells me the mitzvah zechir a second time, true beremes, but it's telling me a second time, that's how I know it's a mitzvah prepare. So to sum up, about this teretz mahalach number one is that the Rambam holds mitzvah zechir sam chol yoim is not a clear mitzvah. It's not a mefurish tzibui in the Torah. Zocho is yoim hazeh refers to Leil Pesach. Sibur tzitz Mitzrayim is a clear mitzvah deraisa, as mentioned in the mitzvahs. Zechir yitzis Mitzrayim is based on the posuk leman tizkoi, which is ikroi a tama mitzvah, not a clear tzibui. Just it's the Torah's meram is the mitzvah. That's why even though it's deraisa, it's still deraisa, but not a deraisa which is mentioned in Minyan HaMitzvahs. Mahalach number two, the Biskarov says, a very geshmaka mahalach. He says, if you're carefully back into the Rambam, when the Rambam brings the mitzvah of Zechir Yitzisayim, so the Rambam is in Hilchus Krishma, as we know. The Rambam tells me, what is Krishma? How do you say Krishma? Mahu Koyra, three parshas. The Rambam goes on and tells me why we say three parshas. The Rambam tells me Shema is Yichud Hashem, Oyim Shemoya is Kabbalah Shai Mitzvahs, then comes Mitzvah Tzitzis because of Zichud Tzitzayim. The Rambam finishes off Halacha Gimel. Ukriyas Sholosh Parshas Elu Al Seder Zeh, Hi Hanikras Kriyas Shema. The Rambam sums up the mitzvah of three parashas, saying Shema, V'hoim Shemoyah, and V'yoymeh, Zui mitzvahs, Zui anikras krishma. Says the Briskero, it's very simple. Do you know why the Rambam doesn't mention Zechiyas Tzidzayim as a special mitzvah? It's part of mitzvahs krishma. Mitzvah Zechiyas Tzidzayim is a mitzvah deraisa taka, but it's part of mitzvahs krishma. Why is it, said the Briskero, why should it be part of Krishna? How does it become part of Krishna? Says the Briskero, let's look how the pasuk carries on. Ani Hashem lekeichem, asher tzeisi eschem me'etz Mitzrayim, liyois lochem le'elokim. Yetzias Mitzrayim brought Klal Yisrael to be under the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, to be mekabel themselves the Rabbeinu Shel Olam as their melech. So the mitzvah Zechiyas Mitzrayim, the tachlis was to proclaim the Rabbeinu Shel Olam as king over us. So the tachlis of Zechiyas Mitzrayim is kabbalas oil malchus shemayim. It's a direct link to Krishna and part of kabbalas oil shemayim of mitzvahs Krishna. Therefore, says the Briskero, they no need to mention it as a separate mitzvah. It's part of mitzvahs Krishna, and says the Briskero, that's why. Why did Chazal put Zechiyas Mitzrayim together Krishma to start with? Why put it next to another mitzvah? Say it next to another mitzvah, put it next to some other mitzvah we should do during the day. What made the put Zechiyas Mitzrayim next to Krishma Beklal? What's one to do that? Just to put it all neatly in the center somewhere, and we didn't find a more comfortable place to put it. Why did they put it? He said they had the reason why they put it. It is the same Takas HaMitzvah. It's all part of the year Yislochem Leilakim. So since it's all part of Kabbalah's Oymach Shemaim, so mitzvah Zechiyas Mitzrayim is a mitzvah deraisa, a clear mitzvah deraisa, daily mitzvah, nightly mitzvah, or it belongs to mitzvahs Krishna. So therefore it belongs to mitzvahs Krishna, doesn't need to be mentioned separately in the minyan of mitzvahs. It's nichlal in mitzvahs Krishna. That's mahalach number two. Mahalach number three is from Chazon Yecheskel, Rabbi Yecheskel Abramsky Zatal, some say B'Shem Rav Chaim as well. I've seen it in three places, each one says a different source, but it all comes to the same vault. Why does the Rambam mention it? So say, Poshta Chap. The Rambam paskens, like Ben Zoyma. The Rambam says, Maskin Zizabalelois, that's Ben Zoyma Shitta. If you learn a Ben Zoyma, means you argue the Chachomim. The Chachomim use Kol Yimei Chayecho Lohovi Limois HaMashiach. If the Rambam paskens is not only a daily mitzvah, nightly mitzvah, because Kol L'Rabois HaLeilois, so he doesn't learn Kol Lohovi Limois HaMashiach. That means this mitzvah won't apply when Mashiach comes. Because you haven't got the Kol Lohovi Limois HaMashiach. We used up the Kol already Lohovi HaLeilois. So it won't apply when Mashiach comes. And so it's Mavur from the Gemara as well in Yud Beis Beis and Brochus. The Ben Zoyim said, V'chimas kinitz yisrael mois Mashiach. Do you really think we're going to mention him mois Mashiach? It's a posik, shein nishtuzoi. Yom ebal lo yoyim o'oyit Hashem, the whole posik there. In Yirmiyah, they were not going to mention so much, they said. They're going to mention the Gula Asidah. That's what Ben Zoyim is saying. If the Rambam paskens like Ben Zoyim, he holds this mitzvah won't carry on Limois Mashiach. There another cloud. The Rambam in his Shoshin got a lot on him. The Rambam says a cloud mitzvahs which are not lo oilom are not mentioned in Minyan mitzvahs. He said, there are many tzivim in the Torah, the Rambam says. They have plenty of mitzvahs. You look in Parshas Mon, you'll find plenty of mitzvahs. You must leave them on. It's a clear posuk, but it's not a constant mitzvah. There are many mitzvahs related to the Mishkan. Putting up the Mishkan, down the Mishkan, who's allowed to do the main? But those are not meaning that mitzvahs, because those are not mitzvahs which are constant. Says the Chazon Yecheskel, and perhaps Reb Chaim as well. They both say that the mitzvah of Zechiyas Mitzrayim is not forever. It's only till Yimois HaMashiach. Mitzvahs which are not forever are not listed in the minyan of time. Mitzvahs, that's one of the rules of the Rambam. It doesn't make any less deraisa for us. For us, it makes absolutely no difference. For us, it's the same chiv deraisa. It's in cheshbon minyan ha-mitzvahs. It does not go into the list of minyan ha-mitzvahs. That's the Rambam's shita why it's unmentioned. I saw that Reb Chaim wasn't 100% sure if it's a good teretz, because normally we're very hesitant to say mitzvah stop. Toyes toch nitzchis, toyes on the stop. Why should the mitzvah stop? It's only pshat is when we'll have the nisim of the Gula Sida, which we hope will come very, very soon, it will replace the Tachlis HaMitzvah, will move it in a different form. We need to mention Yisraim for our Amun in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. We'll get our same Limudei Emunah, not necessarily from the previous Nisim Yisraim, we'll get it from Nisim Gula Sida. It's the same mitzvah carrying on in a different surah. It's not totally the mitzvah stopping. It's the mitzvah changing its surah in relation. It is time to Gula Sida, then the Gula Sida will give us in the strength a stronger chizuk in emunah. So therefore, it's not like the other mitzvahs the Rambam said which stop. Therefore, not mention them in the mitzvahs. The mitzvah be solely carry on in a different surah. So it's not. Rav Chai wasn't 100% sure if that is the teretz, why the Rambam doesn't mention it. Oh, but the Chazon Yecheskel clearly says it, so why we don't mention it in Minyan HaMitzvah? Because it's L'mois Mashiach, it won't be there. The fourth Mahalach, which is the Geshmaka Seidonite Mahalach, which the Sforum of Seidonite mentioned based on the Netziv in Parshas Re'i, the Netziv says, if anybody has got a gewaltige story to give over to his children, an experience he had which strengthens the Munah Hashkoch Abos, his children, he can't possibly tell his children every day the whole story from beginning to end. You know, it's a time-consuming chizuk to do. What he does is, he's kameya once a year. I'll tell you the story with all the details from beginning to the end. And every now and then, you remember he had a story? Don't forget Hashkoch Abos of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. You remember what happened then? Don't forget. Once a year, you say the story b'shemus. I just need to prompt people when they need a boost to remember it. Remember yeah, the story, don't forget. Says the Netziv, that's exactly our mitzvah Zechiyas Yitzrayim. It belongs to mitzvah Sipit Yitzrayim. Zechiyas Yitzrayim is an extension of mitzvah Sipit Yitzrayim. Once a year, the Toyos Geveah, tell your children the mitzvah with all the details, from the beginning to the end. Maskel Bignus, Messiah Meshvach, with all the details, with all the psukim, tell them the whole story. Every day, tell your children, remember, say to them, right, Seidonites. Every time, Seidonites is a reminder that the Seidonites, Seidonites should carry on. Or Ibarzoi, we don't need it to be mentioned as a separate mitzvah bin Atzmai. It belongs to mitzvahs, Sipuitz Yisraim. Sipuitz Yisraim is a clear mitzvah, mina mitzvah, it belongs. So it comes out just to some of these four terutzim. That's for sure. This is the most, the most frequent mitzvah we got in Zechiris time out of all the Zechiris. It's a Chiyah Bepeh, as we said, you got double psukim. It's a Chiyah Bechol Yoyim. It's the only mitzvah of the Zechiris where there's a clear mitzvah to rise of Bechol Yoyim. Lekul Alma, we got Chiyah. Why is it not mentioned in the mitzvahs? It's because it's a form of halakim according to the Tzlach, because it's not a clear tzivah according to the Rambam, according to the Piskarov, it's part of Mrs. Krishma, according to the Chazon Yecheskel, it won't be there last in Lovai, and according to this, the Netziv, it belongs to Mitzvah Sipo. So those in Opa al Zechiv, it remains Zechiv. So therefore, Zechiv, we have to remember though, when we say Pashva Yema, to be Mechavim Zechiv Sisaim Chol Yem. Let me just end off with another vote on the parasha. I saw Gewaltke Teher from Rabbi Yaakov Galinsky, Zatzal. He says in the end of the parasha, the end of Parashat Chukas, by Melchemes Oig, the Rabbi Shem says to Moshe Beinu, Al Tiroise, don't be afraid of Oig. By Sichon, he didn't get that special chizuk, don't be afraid of him. By Oig, Moshe Beinu needed the extra assurance from the Rabbi Shem, Al Tiroise, don't be afraid. Why? Rashi brings already from Chazal, Gemara and Nida, that Oig had a schus. He went and told Avraham Avinu about what happened to Lot, and he helped Avraham Avinu go and save Lot, because Avraham wouldn't have known without it. That's why Avraham Avinu is worried about the schus Oig may have. Says Rabbi Aglinsky, it's a little bit difficult to understand. Oig was no great tzaddik. He was a Rosh Merusha Adasif. As Rashi brings quite clearly, his coming to Avraham Avinu was no good intention whatsoever. His intention was Sheyahorig Avraham v'yichach Hasara. All he wanted is Avraham. He knew Avraham Avinu would do what he can. He'll go to battle and he'll get killed and then he'll take sorrow. Rabbi Yaglinsky said, and let's just put ourselves the picture. We look perhaps at Mechem Zolokim, some sort of tournament between four kings against five kings, you know, a little small little competition. No, no, it was a lot more than that. He makes a chesed called the Gemara Sanhedrin. Do you want to know what size army was the Mechem Dal Malochim? He says he worked with the Gemara Sanhedrin. It was Dalad Meir's Parasois, the size of the army of the Dalad Malochim. 400 Parasois. So the Bagalinsky, every parasa is 4 kilometers. So if you talk about Dalad Meir's Parasois, we're talking about 1600 kilometers. That was the size of the troops of the Mechemes Dalad Malochim. He said, carries on, he makes a cheshbon. How many were they there? He says, Abi Chesed called to Chazal was 2.5 million soldiers with them. 2.5 million were the amount of troops which the Dalai Malachim came along with their war against the five. That was the war. And Avramin went along with his odd, with his 300 Be'er, just over the, whether he came just with Eliezer or with his 300, not much difference. He went along to fight against 2.5 million soldiers to go and rescue Lot, which was somewhere in the middle of this vast crowd of soldiers. It, Oyx Cheshman made a lot of sense. What chance does he have? Even how much ammunition to take with him? He wouldn't even have enough to dent the power of the army. He didn't have enough ammunition. He didn't hardly turn with him. Sand, there was plenty. There's no shortage of sand. And we know the story carried on. What Avraham Avinu with the sand, that the only ammunition he had was enough, and he managed to get Lot back. And this Golu, nothing to do with Oig. Oig was a Rosh Marusha Ma'oid, nothing to do with all this. And Nochtetsu, Oig's already lived 400 years after the story. We're talking about now in the time from the Yovel Apole to now, we're talking about 400 years. He's had, if he needs a little bit of reward, he did Avraham Avinu a slight indirect favor. Very nice. 400 years. And Moshe Rabbeinu was still worried about Altiroi's, about his Gewaltige Tzidkes. What's going on? What exactly? How do we tie up? How do you possibly tie up the Chazal? So Reb Yaakov Galinsky teaches us, because Sof, it caused a tremendous Kiddush Hashem Avraham Avinu. With him and his Eliezer, with his 300, of this couple of soldiers, he managed to wipe out this massive army of Dal Malachim. Tremendous Kiddush Hashem. He became a Nesi Elokim. He was tremendous Kiddush Hashem, which took place over there. Indirectly, Oi had a hand in indirectly causing this Gevalt Kiddush Hashem. When it comes to Dine Shemayim, even Gromah is taken in account. Sigh, when it comes to in Mazik, we know Mazik al Dei Gromah is part of Losa. In Dine Shemayim Yechayev Gromah. When it comes to making a Kiddush Hashem al Dei Gromah, it could have absolutely had no touch whatsoever of a Sokas of the Rabbanim from Calcutta. He'll get his Oynish for it, don't worry. He's got all his riches I got and will get, and getting all his riches. That's nothing to do with it. But Sokas of, he had the indirect hand in causing al Dei Gromah Shabbat Gromah, the Kiddush Hashem which took place. It says Gromah in Kiddush Hashem. There's nothing not taken in account. The Gromah in Kiddush Hashem causes. He says we find all over Chazal, and we'll manage all the examples. Just one more. Paroi Hikriv. Paroi Hikriv, when it came to pursue Klal Yisrael and by Yamso, Paroi Hikriv means advance with the sole intention of wiping out Klal Yisrael and get rid of them up in the back of the sign, kill them out, wherever it was. Paroi Hikriv. Shei Techazal, Hikriv Yisrael Lechuva. This Hikriv is a remez. He calls the Gevalkis Oyes for Tshuva, Uyom Zei Gedavant. And the Gedavant, Oyes Gevon Akris Yamso, Beskus Paroi. It's Gevon Akris Yamso. Is it Gevon Agant, a Gevalkis Shomam, he goes on? A Gevalki Kiddush Hashem in the world. Psh! Paroi, of course, he had absolutely no intention. He had dream in his wildest dreams that he's going to lose. He had no Havamina. He was sure he's going to wipe out Glanzo. But it came out, he was Makri Yisrael Vinish Hashemayim. He goes, how? He was Nitzel from the Yamsuf. He became a Melech on Nineveh. So Paroi, according to some of that, he was that Melech in Nineveh in this story of Yoyin al-Novi. He was the one. And just take a little bit further. And they did tshuva when they got a message. Midah Keneged Midah. He was instrumental
bring Klal Yisrael towards tshuva. Therefore, he was oicha that he managed to bring his nation towards tshuva in the time of Yohanan Novi. Everything's up. When it comes to Kiddush Shem Shemaim, any sort of indirect Kiddush Hashem, however far effect it is, the Rebbe Yishon doesn't overlook any smallest hand a person has to Kiddush Hashem. Everything is taken into account. So that is the Gevaldik Limud we're supposed to get from the end of Parshas Chukas, how every small mitzvah, with the smallest of the smallest, everyone gets a Gevaldik Schafet.